All right. So I'm going to take you back to 1995 when I graduated with my RN. I got my first job in my hometown of Dauphin, Manitoba, Canada. Oh, wow. Okay. I'm not sure anybody really knows where that is, and you're just being nice. It's a town of about 8,000 people. It's very rural. It is like farmers, more farmers. We're the biggest hospital at probably 120 beds for like 3 or 4 hour drive, because on the prairie, you measure distance in time, not miles. So it's my very first job. It's in my hometown where I was born and raised and grew up, where my dad was born and raised and grew up, where my mom moved as a little kid and grew up. So everybody knows us, of course. I'm working on our medical unit. It's about 40 beds, and all the rooms are shared. There are no single rooms. In fact, one room had 4 beds in it. So, yep, welcome to the 90s in Canada. I would have had a 6-patient assignment, and I was wearing a lovely scrub dress, because it's the 90s, and we wore scrub dresses. I know, the younger nurses are like, what? People wore dresses to work? We didn't wear cool jogger scrubs? No. And they were all in pastel colors, party mint colors, we used to call them. And on top of that, you had to wear your support hose so you didn't get varicose veins. And it was really fun because it would shimmy down as you walked. So, and then what you had to do sometimes is go into an empty room and go in, hike them up. So, okay. So it's about 6 months of my first job, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm getting the hang of this. I know what's going on. And I had a patient. She had recently been diagnosed with cancer and just kind of had a little bit of flat affect, getting a little depressed, as, you know, that makes sense. And I knew her grandson, Mike, from school. He was a year or two ahead of me. So, again, remember, we're rural, and Mike had set up an animal rescue. So he had a kind of piece of land outside of town. People would bring him, like, you know, oh, I can't handle taking care of this donkey anymore, or horses. So we had horses, donkeys, big pigs, pot-bellied pigs, dogs, cats. I think he had a porcupine. I'm not sure. So it was his grandma. And he comes to me and says, hey, Naomi, could I do something to cheer up my grandma? Could I? There's a little baby pig I have. Can I bring it in? I'm like, you know, sure. I'm not going to ask anybody. I'm a nurse. I could do what I want. I could do it. So I said, sure, bring it in, but be quiet. I don't want to get in trouble. He's like, okay. So he goes down, and then I'm waiting at the desk. And he comes up, gets off the elevator, and he's got a box with a blanket over it, and it's all quiet. So we go into his grandma's room. And, of course, by the way, there's another patient in the other room. She's on the far side. And I shut the door. And I'm thinking, yeah, what could go wrong, right? We're just going to take this cute little pig. It's going to sit on grandma's lap. We'll all pet it. It'll be like a little kitty cat. We'll just pet it. And we'll all have fun. I'll get to see an animal, and I'll take a break. And so we take it in. And Mike's like 6'2". Okay, he's really tall. Remember, I'm in my scrub dress and my tights. And we take the little pig out. We put it on grandma's lap. And it kind of sits there. It's like, oh, that is kind of cute. Pat, pat. And then, oh, the pig jumps off the bed. And now the pig is running around the room. And we're trying to get it. And it's going, quick, quick, quick. Okay, now Mike's 6'2", trying to get under these beds. And I'm in a dress. I'm still going to get fired. It runs under the neighbor's bed. It gets back under the patient's bed. It's back and forth and squealing, weak, weak. Like, oh my God. Okay, we finally, I'm like, I'm going to get fired. It's only been 6 months. The whole town's going to know. My parents are going to be embarrassed that their daughter is like the only person to get fired right away from their job. So, okay, we finally scoop the pig up. Once we put him back in the box, silent. Quiet. Mike carries the pig out with the blanket. OK, okay. And then I say to the other roommate, by the way, like, I'm so sorry. And she's like, oh, no, it's okay. She's laughing. I'm like, okay, she's not going to rat me out. And so luckily, I did not become known in town as the girl who got fired for letting a pig loose in the hospital.